Radio.
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
There's a place that is hidden because they do not pay influencers. They built their social media platform from the ground up for far less than any other, and they adhere to freedom of speech to the core. Oh, they're veterans that do it all for free? Who are they? Seascape, Seascape, Seascape. You can grab your profile on Seascape by downloading the app on your Android and iOS devices. If you'd rather, head to Seascape.com and create your profile from your computer. Stop having forced posts and advertisements in your social media feed while algorithms choose what you get to see. Seascape is where you can choose what and who shows up in your newsfeed. Say enough is enough. Escape today. Download Seascape on your mobile device or head to Seascape.com now. Seascape.com.
Welcome back to another Reckless Protocol episode here on WDVR at DVRadio.net. Today we will be bringing you the CUDA cores. We will be talking everything going on in the graphics cards again, just like a previous episode. And we got other gaming news and tech talk. And today with me, we only got Joe. Joe is here with us due to...
What's going on?
Yeah, Chris is on nights. So it's just the two of us talking all the tech y'all can handle.
This is a very sensitive subject.
And opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
In a world filled with cancel culture, a group of veterans bring you the latest in crazy news, reviews, tech talk, today's hottest topics, and all around shenanigans. Welcome to the Reckless Protocol Podcast, where free speech and patriotism are a guarantee. Support the show by joining Seascape, the free speech bias and algorithm-free social media platform where all are welcome. Get it at Google Play and Apple App Store or on the web at Seascape.com. Now, here are your hosts, Justin and Chris.
Mini-me, you complete me.
Just the two of us.
Uh-huh.
We can make it.
Yeah.
We try.
Just me. Yeah.
Just me and you. Getting jiggy with it. Yeah. Quite pleasant, really.
You and I.
And here we are, another week, another episode of Reckless Protocol. If you want to stream us, you can do so at Live 365. If you don't have that ability, go to your favorite podcast app, search DV Radio. And you can find all of our episodes and more. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you always know when new episodes come out. All right, Joe, what do we got today? We got CUDAs.
That's right.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what a CUDA core is, basically it's NVIDIA's way of telling you it is their processing chip. What do you call them, Joe? Their calculating processors, right?
No, Man, we were just talking about this before. How do we not remember what this is?
My bad.
Computation
core? Computing cores.
No. Computing cores, Jesus.
There you go, you got it, computing cores. Well, so... wow, we're terrible. But yeah, I swear to God, we are tech professionals. I swear to God. No, but CUDA cores are NVIDIA's proprietary. And if you could see my hands, which you can't, but I'm making those air quotes. It's the proprietary computing cores, and everybody else has them, but it sounds cool. I like the sound of it. Basically, they're optimized for running a large number of calculations simultaneously. Something that is definitely needed for the modern day graphics. So it breaks it down into CUDA count. So that's when you're like the new 30 series cards are out. And Joe and I have been talking about this offline since what? six months ago or so.
Yeah, it's been a while. Ever since they started leaking a whole bunch online.
Ever since he told me I shouldn't have got the 2080 Ti. Yeah. So, graphic settings are the most GPU CUDA core count needed for like shadows, lighting, and other stuff. So if you've been following any tech news at all, you know NVIDIA dropped it. They dropped a 3070, 3080. Leaked out maybe a 3080 Ti, which would have been, was supposedly be a 20 gig version, right?
So that was the going to be the 3080 Super.
Oh, that's right.
They have since, I mean, it was only leaks that it was going to be a thing. And now that there is leaks that that 20 gig version is canceled and that, there's new leaks that there's going to be a 3080 Ti, which
is only 12 gig.
From what I've seen, so it's going to have a little more RAM than the 3080. And instead of having a Samsung made chip, it's going to have a TSMC made chip, which is they make pretty much all of the GPU cores. And their quality is going to be a little bit better than Samsung's. So probably that means they'll be able to handle a little more power and
with less heat, right?
Clock speed. Yeah, with less heat. Most likely. But these are still like super, super early subject to change rumors.
Yeah. Like I think I'm just going for it. So I have the 2080 Ti, which I bought because I was running a 1070 SC. But the problem was, and it took us how long to figure this out? Until I took it out, right?
I was just saying until you put in the 2080 Ti.
Yeah. So I thought, dude, I was going over fan orientation, fan speeds, because every time we were game. If I was talking just like this in the games,
like a helicopter was taking off. Yeah,
like a damn jet engine. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? It's got to, oh, pardon my language. It was just annoying to me, even with headsets on. So I was like, what the hell is going on? I was getting so mad. So I was like, I got to get a bigger case. Maybe it's just too bottlenecked in there, too much volume. Nope. It ended up being just like anything else. It ended up being the fans, just like a car. You and your buddy go out. And y'all buy the same exact car off the same, you know, production date, everything. One could go a million miles, one could go one and break, you know? So,
yeah.
Originally, I was going to have a 2-PC setup, so now I have 2 PCs. I just sold Joe my Elgato capture card.
Yeah, capture card.
And I'm going to buy the 3090. I sold one of my older computers that still wasn't actually that old, and I have the money just sitting around, so I was like, all right, I'm going to get it, and here's why. So the 3090 is 52% faster in lighting. Average score is 50% faster, roughly the same on speed. But the reason I got it is that, if I'm not mistaken, the 30 series actually have a dedicated side of the chip of the board that handles all the encoding for streaming, which I don't believe technically the 20 series has. It can handle encoding, NVENC encoding, right? Just the same. But I don't think it has a dedicated side to it. Is that correct?
No, but I think the dedicated side is definitely, I know 100% that it has separate
encoding processors.
Well, I know 100% it has separate RTX cores on the other side.
Ray tracing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm assuming it does have its own encoders. But
let me see.
So it says NVIDIA RTX Ampere GPU now support AV1 decoding. Oh, so it's going to use a new... It's going to use a whole new type of decoding. Interesting. Yeah, see, so the 20 series was a huge improvement on the 10 series because I tried to stream on... I still have the 1080 Ti on that I'm running, which...
Right.
Has been great for me. I don't really have any complaints about it, but with the new, obviously I have the new wider monitor. It struggles to push the amount of pixels. It's only, what is it, 56 something by 1440p, but it's still just
yours
that
is?
Many more pixels. Yeah, it's...
No, you have the same size I do. 35, 6, 30. Oh, what is it? Now you got me second guessing, dang it.
Yeah, see, I don't remember what this is, what the
it's
resolution is, but it's by 1440p.
It's...
Oh, yeah, 35 something by 1440.
Yeah, 3440. 3440 by 1440, I believe. That's what mine is, I believe.
So I went up from a 27-inch 1440p monitor to the 35-inch 1440p monitor.
Yes.
It was a significant loss in performance, but also so with that and if I ever tried to stream with my 1080 Ti, it basically made games unplayable.
Right.
And even if I offloaded it and I did hardware encoding through the CPU, it was still pretty hitchy. And I think even when you did it through hardware encoding, it was definitely better than when I was doing it, but it was still pretty jumpy.
When I was using my CPU?
Yeah, when you're using your CPU.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now that you're using, like, they improved significantly the encoding from the 10 series to the 20 series. So now that you have the 20 series and you're streaming with it, you're still getting, you know, pretty much over 100 FPS in games, and your stream looks great.
Yeah, I'm locked in at... 120 frames, because that's what my monitor is. I didn't go the way Joe did. I unfortunately wish I did, but my monitor is still great. Not HDR, right? It has. I think we're very close in color range. I think Joe, you're 100, right?
Oh, 90. It's close. It's like 99.
I think I might be 97 or 98.
Something like that.
So. Anyhow, but yeah, so I'm doing very well. But one thing I did notice lately, where there was an update to the drivers of the 20 series, actually the 10 series and 20 series, because they came out. So I don't know if you guys know about RTX Voice, but basically that uses AI built into the video card itself to cancel out auxiliary noise from your microphone. So I started using that when I first got the 20 series, and I used it through RTX Voice. You just download it right from NVIDIA. Then they released NVIDIA Broadcast. So what NVIDIA Broadcast does is it handles your microphone, it handles your speaker, and it can handle your camera. So through my camera,
it does an awesome
job. So I replaced our buddy Bo from DV Radio. He was helping me out, and I found some cool... motion skulls, but I couldn't introduce them, so he did a little doctoring up and sent them to me. And through AI, through NVIDIA Broadcast, I added the movie on a loop, and it literally cancels out without a green screen and replaces my whole background and all around me with the skull. It was so awesome. But then I got the update, and remember, it started going like glitchy on me. It started like
getting
sluggish, going a little glitchy, and I'm like, what the hell? So I started getting on the forums, just trying to figure it out. And sure as shit, 3 days later, at the end of the month, they released another update, which fixed it. But now it's actually back to glitchy. So if I believe they came out with NVIDIA Broadcast just for the 30 series. So I think they're trying to push people's hands to buying a 30 series card. So not only that, but the 3090, not only is it an RTX card, which is meant for, you know, gaming, But it comes with 24 gig of RAM. So I got all the RAM. I mean, because for me, it's...
I still recommend waiting to see what the 3080 Ti looks like.
Absolutely. But the other thing is, if, put it this way. If I was going to upgrade... So put it this way. If I'm going to say no to the 3090 and just say, okay, I'm going to get the 2080 Ti or 3080 Ti. But if it's only one extra gig of RAM and depending on how many CUDA cores, is it really worth it at that point? Because one gig of RAM isn't going to, it's a drop in the bucket, right? But then two, I guess actually, so, I guess getting the 30 series, you're right. I guess getting the 30 series, it would work with NVIDIA Broadcast a lot better. But at that point, is it like, is it worth the jump? You know what I mean?
So I got great website to have. It's a user, GPUuserbenchmark.com.
Yeah, I used that last night. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It lets you, you know, do everything. So the 3080, as it states, is 32% better than the 2080 Ti.
In speed, right? Yeah, speed.
Yeah. In effective speed.
The average score of 36% better.
Yeah. And the 3090 is 45% better. So you're getting 11 more percent.
Right. But it's double the price.
Yeah.
As it sits right now. Right. So I mean, that's what, put it this way. And what are we running on the 3080? That's still 11 gig, right?
No, that's 10 gig.
Or 10 gig. So 10 gig to my 11 gig, but it's a better RAM and it has all the extra CUDA cores, right? Let's see here.
Well, no, the 3090 has the same RAM as the 3080. It just has more.
No, I meant from the 2080 Ti to the 3080.
It's DDR6. 6X.
Yeah, 6X.
Yeah, 6X, which is faster. It has less, but it's way faster.
Right. And not only that, but I want to say, I don't know what the CUDA cores are, but I want to say they're up there. But I mean, put it this way. They're saying the 3080 offers 85% more performance than a 2080 at the same MSRP.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
pretty great.
That is good. That is actually really good. But they
it's
also
107% better than my 1080 Ti.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. And that's only based off the 3080. But yeah. What I'm worried about is, so if you guys have also been paying attention, the big Navi. That is going to do a couple things, I believe. One of which being drop prices, because they're coming out at like $900 for their high-end...
The 6900 XT.
Yes,
yeah.
So their RX 6900 XT is supposedly faster... Supposedly faster than the RTX 3080, correct?
Yes, but just barely. And I think that those results were taken with the, I think that their 6900 results were taken with like,
but I mean,
what is it called? It's like rage mode. And then they have another. Let me look it up real quick. They have another thing where you have to have the new 5000 series GPU.
Right. CPU.
CPU. I'm sorry. You have to use the 5000 series CPU, and it allows the
which is
CPU,
amazing.
Yeah, which that's a whole nother conversation. That one looks amazing.
Oh,
awesome.
My God. I got to say what it is. So while you look that up, so the 5000, we were just talking about this at work together. That is a $200 chip for their low end, right?
That's the Ryzen 5, so that's like mid-tier.
Mid-tier 5000 series is $200, and it beat out Intel in single-core processing for gaming alone. If you're looking at it just from a gaming standpoint, which the reason we are is because we are heavy gamers. We love gaming.
Yeah.
So the fact that a $200 CPU is beating out a $500 Intel CPU, The winds are changing, I'll say. I think that, like I said at work, AMD is going to take the gaming market at least until, like Joe brought up, Intel claps back. Once Intel claps back and figures out their die process and everything, I don't think Intel has, I mean, AMD has a chance. But,
well, I mean, I think AMD has come very far. Their chip is easily scalable, but I think Intel is at least going to win back that single core performance that they are fighting for right now, which will definitely help with gaming. I don't know how they were going to hit back with AMD able to just basically bolt more cores on whenever they feel like it.
Right, but it does come with a cost. They do run extremely hot.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as it used to be.
No, I think it's a lot more manageable, especially with companies like Noctua coming out. Noctua's new fans, I have it in my AMD little small case. One, they're silent, but they cool things so effectively. It's better than having it's been shown to be better than a water cooler. Our buddy Kyle almost talked me out of a water cooler for my new system that I'm running. But me, I have an issue sometimes. Sometimes I get stubborn and I just want what I want.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, it happens then.
Yeah, you know. So, did you find that information?
I did. It's called Smart Access Memory. It lets the CPU, the Ryzen 5000 CPU, directly address the 16 gigs of RAM on the GPU.
Wow. It's basically almost like a what used to be a firmware that talks to hardware and whatnot to allow you to. I gotcha. Cool.
It lets you get information to the GPU quicker, more efficiently. Is all it does. So I mean that is obviously a big help because you know the GPU, just not having to like the CPU just dumping
everything onto the GPU.
It's already gone through direct to the GPU, and then the GPU can just pull it off there is obviously much quicker.
Right.
Some of their stats are padded with that because obviously it makes their card look better. So I think they're still going to be really good and they're really well priced, but some of their charts are a little misleading because the fact that they use that in their testing and you have to have the new Ryzen 5000 series chips in order to even take advantage of that.
Right. Right.
But it's still really exciting just because like, I'm not going to get it. I don't think you're going to get it.
No, I'm not. So here's the thing. The machines we have now between the both, I think we're running almost similar machines. I don't foresee us needing it anytime soon, especially, and then the 3090 that I'm going to get, that's just, or maybe the TI, if you talk me into it. I was reading on it. That alone is just going to be a powerhouse for at least the next 4 years. I mean, they don't predict anything, but what I can tell you is based off of history, we're about due for a new technology boom. I really think something big is going to be coming out of, technology. I just don't know what it is. So, you know, we all could be wrong. Our shit could be obsolete within a year. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who knows with all this crazy stuff going on with the.
Exactly. Yeah.
Supercomputers and everything like that. It's like they're talking like quantum computing is becoming easier. I think they found the first superconductor that is, that's stable at room temperature.
Yep.
And I mean, it's only been a small test, but I mean, that is huge for quantum computing.
Right. Yeah.
But again, that's.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so much, right? I mean, hopefully we get good stuff though, because here's what sucks. Don't think for a minute, like these big tech companies, there's one, they know they're going to. Not to call all you Apple people out, but you guys are like a cult. It don't matter. Apple could literally give you a phone that couldn't even make phone calls, and most of you just be like, nope, I love it. I love it. Nope. Nope. Not going with anything else. Apple's the best. And then they charge you a ton of money and give you really nothing. But I think all tech companies do that. I think they promise you the world and then really don't deliver you much of anything. So I think AMD's been doing that personally with their video cards. They've just been, they've been subpar, in my opinion. Now, not to knock them. I mean, a business is a business. Sometimes you just don't have the R&D. Sometimes you don't have all the funding. But I would think the AMD company could allocate their funding correctly and get that done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel cheated on based off Intel product right now. The fact that we don't have an obsolete CPU, but yet we can't support PCIe 4.0. PCIe 4.0.
Well, also, I mean, you got a 9th gen, right? 9900.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when that came out, the 4th gen wasn't really a thing. I mean, it was, but it wasn't in anything.
No, but as a tech company, they know stuff before we do. Like, you know what I mean? You expect them to be like, oh, listen, this is coming out. What can we do to future-proof? I feel like it's...
Yeah, but I mean, Intel has never done that. They never future-proof. You get two generations of motherboards out of a CPU. Like,
no, you're absolutely correct.
They're all about the pay-to-play.
Oh, and absolutely. I feel like it's just like with the car companies, right? You buy something, they're not going to give you the best. They want you to come back and spend more money, so things aren't going to last like they used to. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it gets really annoying. You know what I mean? But I wish more companies would future-proof. But that is that's where we stand. Yeah. So that's the big to do. The big Navi RDNA2 architecture graphics cards. You're gonna have the RX 6800 and 6900 XT, and they're claiming that they're going to be direct competition against NVIDIA's 3070, 80, and 90 cards.
Yeah, there's three. There's the 6800, the 6800 XT, and the 6900 XT. I quoted that wrong. I thought it was the 6900 and the 6900 XT, but it's...
68 and 69, right?
It's 6800, 6800 XT, and then the 6900 XT.
Yeah, okay. But they will do 60-plus FPS on 4K gaming with DirectX 12, full DirectX 12 Ultimate support, including hardware-accelerated real-time ray tracing. And if you don't know what real-time ray tracing is, basically it's like making... it's like you can game and it looks like real light rays are coming in, correct? And refracting and all that stuff.
Yeah, it basically tracks each photon.
Ooh,
as
photon.
Well, yeah, you know.
That's a good word.
Basically, yeah, it tracks. The reason why it's so intense and that they need their own cores is because it takes a light source and it tracks all of the photons coming off of that, bouncing off objects, and it tracks them all individually, so it makes it look as realistic as possible. It's really cool.
Right.
And it does make games look way nicer, but it is also a very heavy process.
Yes. Yes, it is. So, you know, being said, it is, yeah, but, you know, I guess they're going to do it with what? Their TDP is going to be 50 lower than the NVIDIA?
Yeah, 300 watts is what they are claiming.
Yeah, 300 versus the 350 for the, but that's the 3090 is 350, and that's 24 gig of RAM, but even 350 is not terrible, and if you're asking what TDP is, that's thermal design power, or some call it profile, I guess. But basically, it tells you that the maximum heat that a computer chip, such as a GPU, CPU, memory, can use in watts. So it's done in heat. So TDP is like, it's made in heat/watts. You know what I'm saying? So that's what TDP is for those of you who don't know. But yeah, that is the big graphics card issue going on right now. And I wouldn't even say issue. I think it's just the market, right? It's coming up to... COVID Thanksgiving, COVID Christmas. So they're hoping that everybody can go out and spend all their money, because you're also getting, what, this month you're getting a lot of things. We are getting new games. Tons of new games are dropping. I'm very excited about Assassin's Creed. you're getting the Xbox X and the PlayStation 5. And if I'm not mistaken, one of those are using AMD chips, correct?
Both of them are.
Ooh, the both of them are. Uh-oh. But I guess they're supposed to be powerhouses from what I read.
Yeah, they're going to be, they're pretty good.
They're like supercomputers, but not computers. I mean, they're computers, but not computers.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I mean. Shut up. So that's going to be, it's going to be one hell of a Christmas season if you are lucky enough to get tech. So that's that. When we come back from the break, we got, let's see here, because we do have to take a break here. Joe's going to talk to you about some new VR. We got some stream news. We got some cool tech about some phones, maybe some headphones I've been looking at. Couple different things that we've been doing. Joe's going to talk some gaming, new games that he's talking about, maybe some Mario Kart, stuff like that. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Reckless Protocol Podcast, where free speech and patriotism are a guaranteed episode. Don't forget to check out Sayscape, the free speech social platform that is bias and algorithm free. Get it at Google Play and Apple App Store or on the web at sayscape.com. When you get there, check out the Plus account feature. Each one purchased helps us keep the lights on.
We'll be right back.
Now, here are your hosts, Justin and Chris.
Welcome back to the Reckless Protocol here at WDVR. At dvradio.net. If you haven't done so already, make your way over to sayscape.com or download it both the Apple and Android app stores. That is our personally developed and owned app where free speech is guaranteed and it's a safe place for you, you know, post your content, and everybody on there is just great people. So go check it out. So here we go. Joe is going to bring to you the Oculus 2.
So it's a good and a bad thing. It's good because I liked Oculus as a company before Facebook took over it. Obviously Facebook likes to get their fingers in everything. So, I bought my parents the original Oculus one and they loved it. I thought it was just the coolest thing because I have the Valve Index, which is a great VR headset. But it's pretty expensive. And it's $1,000. And it's a little clunky. Not in the fact that, you know, it's pretty big, it's a little heavy, but they did all that just to get all of the goodness in it. And it has all the goodness and I'm very happy with it. But the Oculus Quest, it's a totally wire computer free VR experience. And it's the coolest thing.
Wait, wire free?
Yeah. It's its own thing. It uses I think the original Oculus used like a Snapdragon mobile phone processor in it.
Yeah.
And so you could play a limited number of VR games hooked up mobily, but they also made it so that you could tether it to an actual gaming computer via USB-C cable and use it like an actual VR headset where your computer is running the game and you're in your headset's just display.
Oh no shit.
Yeah. So I think that was $300-$400.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So now the new one's come out. It has it's got beefed up specs. So it's got it has a new Qualcomm came out with a specific mobile chip for AR and VR applications. So it's the Snapdragon XR2. Which is supposedly really nice. I've been reading a bunch of reviews on this thing. I'm not gonna get it, but you know, I just find
you're not gonna get it.
No, I mean, I already have the Index. My parents already have the one, and I mean, it's good enough for them. And I, you know, it's It's cool. I like how, you know, you don't need any of the lighthouses. It's inside out tracking, which means the headset does all of the tracking of your location and everything like that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas the Valve Index is outside in, so you need like the lighthouses up in the corners of the room so outside in is a more accurate version of tracking, but it's obviously more expensive because you need lighthouses and everything like that. Whereas, you know, inside out, the headset just has cameras basically all around it.
It uses
that to track the location of, I think it picks objects in the room that are static. Like it recognizes like what a TV looks like or like what a picture on the wall looks like.
Yep. Yep.
And it kind of like saves those and it tracks where those are in relationship to you to say where you are in your play space that you set up.
Oh, no shit.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. So for the new Oculus 2, they up the resolution a bit. I all the reviews I've read said that significantly decreased that screen door effect that you used to get on the Oculus 1, which is really nice. The refresh rate is 90 hertz now, up from 75 on the Oculus 1. And there's two different versions of it. There's a 64 and a 256 gig. What's really nice is that the 64 gig version is only $299, which is really cheap.
That's ridiculously cheap, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And you get two controllers and the headset. And it's also another plus is it's also supposedly significantly lighter than the original Oculus. So they did all this. It's got like a bigger battery, everything like that. And they upgraded all these parts and they still managed to make it lighter, which I think is awesome. And it has the same things to it, too. You can also, it can run as a standalone VR headset where it can play a limited number of VR games, but you can also get a long USB-C cable. It has to be a specific type to be able to pass the amount of data you need from your GPU. But if you get a USB-C cable, you can also run it off of your gaming PC. And it's really cool. I think it's just some awesome tech. If you didn't have to log into Facebook to use it, I think that would be even better, but I still think it's really cool. I guess I understand why Facebook wants to do it. They obviously want to make money, but it's just another way that they can track you and what you're doing. But they're also really pushing forward the VR play space and making it an actual mainstream thing, which is, it's beneficial. So that's what I'm saying. There's ups and there's downs to it. The fact that Facebook bought it, it's good because that is a huge company that has the resources to put into this, obviously, because they've improved this significantly over the previous one. But it's also bad because they're using it to track their users even more than
right.
they would. So, you know, I mean
I used yours and I loved everything about it. I love the hand grip. I love the hand pieces. It was very fluid, very good to use, like no issues, you know?
Yeah. I mean, God, I would hope so. But yeah, but that's obviously, you know, there's extreme ends to both. Mine is extreme one way and this one is extreme the other way. There is in between ones. Like HTC came out with a headset that's really nice and it's kind of mid priced. And it can use the Valve Index controllers. But it's exciting stuff, you know.
That is actually very exciting. And I need one. All right, that's a lie. I do not need one. But I need one.
I mean, yeah, I want one too. They're pretty cool, but obviously I'm not going to get one cuz that would just be like a second VR headset and I only kind of use this VR headset right now anyway, so.
Yeah. That sounds pretty damn awesome.
Yeah.
But to keep the gaming news going, don't you have a game you were talking about?
Yeah. So this is another thing. This is AR, which is augmented reality. The new Mario Kart, called Mario Kart Live. I might get this. It looks awesome. So what it is it's you buy it, and it is it's an RC Mario Kart that has a camera on it that hooks into a Switch game called Mario Kart Live, where what you do is you set up your own course in your house. And
what?
You set up your own course in your house. It comes with like little cardboard gates that have like QR codes on them, basically, so that the camera recognizes them as gates and makes them all colorful in your game and everything like that.
What?
So you're playing, you're controlling this remote controlled cart from your Switch. And what it does is it overlays like power ups and, you know, like speed boosts and everything like that. So you can play against AI like you would a normal Mario Kart, and they're racing around your track next to you. It's so cool.
Come on,
it's a little
man.
Expensive. It's $100. And you already need to have a Switch to use it. So it's $100 on top of the price of a Switch, which I think are kind of hard to find at the moment.
Stop it.
But yeah.
But, that is so sick.
And also, you don't want to buy one right now because I think that they're coming out with a new Switch Pro.
Don't tell me that. Shut up.
They're coming out with a new Switch Pro that I think will do 4K.
What?
So,
you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, if I was to get one, could I join and play in your house?
Yeah.
From my house?
Yeah, you can. No, not from your. I mean,
you know what I mean? Almost like a map, right?
I don't know. No, because you have to have the physical car over here to play against someone else who's like an actual person.
Hold on. What did I just miss here? Hold on. Stop it. You actually are going to get a go-kart?
Yeah. Yeah, you get a little Mario go-kart that has a camera on it, and you're legitimately driving it around your house. It's really cool.
Like outside?
No, like inside your house. It doesn't go out. It can't go outside. It has to be inside.
I'm not going
to
lie. Like, that'd be very hard in your house.
Yeah, well, you know, my daughter throws toys everywhere, so it's not really a...
Well, I'm not talking about that. You got, like in the living room, you got, what, those two little walls that jut out, so you'd have to go around those. You got the big island.
Well, that's why you set up a course.
That is so... Oh, my Jesus. How did I not hear about this until now? It didn't sound that good when you told me about it before. Now it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Oh, man, that is cool.
Yeah, but like I said, it's a little on the expensive side. Like, if you want to play with somebody else, they have to buy their own.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. But it's a pretty sick idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like it, and I kind of want it. But maybe not until my daughter's a little older.
Where she could use it also.
Yeah.
You guys are going to fight over gaming, you know that. And when she kicks your ass, I'm going to say I told you so, because I think I told you that right after you told me you were having a kid. I said she's going to be better gaming than you are.
Well, she's going to have to try.
I don't know that she would have to try, because you're naturally that good at it. So something tells me she's just going to look at you and laugh and make you cry.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I need a challenge, you know?
You saying I'm not a challenge? That's it. This means war.
But yeah, that's out now. You can get it. I think you can get a Mario or a Luigi, and I think there might be more guys coming soon.
Well,
but
hold on. How much did you say it was?
It's $100
for the cart.
Yeah,
that's nothing
for the cart in the game.
Wait. I'm gonna have to look this up.
But so it's $100, and you can only play alone. To play two-player on your track in your house, it's $200. Three-player,
right.
It's $300. They each person who comes to try and play with you needs their own cart.
I'm an idiot. I'm an absolute idiot. I'm not going to tell you why. I'm just an absolute idiot.
What?
No, well, I'm not. No. Because I knew exactly what we were talking about. But then... No, what? No, I'm not going. I fucking pictured. I pictured a goddamn go-kart, man.
Oh my goodness. No.
I was like, how the fuck are you going to drive that around your house, man? Oh, what an idiot.
I was confused as to why you thought that. I was like, what?
I was like, how are you going to get that going? Like, oh, my daughter throws toys around. I was like, what do you mean toys? You're not going to be able to go but 2 feet. But the sad part was I knew, but just in the state my mind is in right now, I was like, oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that would be sick.
That'd be the ultimate experience.
It's a little RC go-kart.
Yeah, we talked about that. My bad. Well, shit. All right. Well, yeah. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about what we did for our 24-hour stream. We raised just shy of $400. We are very grateful for that. I know I can speak for the whole team on that. We still have a goal of 15,000, so we are not stopping. I've been gaming every night, not well. We actually turned our Colossal Streams into an esports team. Not officially. We could make jerseys and stuff, but the reason we did that is Joe has his own streaming ability. I have my own streaming setup. I'm Arctic Reaper 1 on Twitch. So if you ever go to twitch.tv/ArcticReaper1, you'll find me. You can go to DrNurse69, you'll find Joe. And when we still go under Colossal Streams account, you'll find us there. But know that anytime you see any of us on, so please go there, follow us, come check out what we're doing. I had a good amount of people last night. We were chatting up a storm about tech and while I was getting killed. So that is what we're doing for streaming. We're trying to hit that $15,000 mark because we are so serious about ending human trafficking and stuff. It's disgusting. And that's even an understatement. It's horrific. I mean, if y'all could just even think about just being a kid, for example, and all of a sudden you would take in, you don't see your mom. It's horrible conditions. You don't see your dad. You don't see your family. So the fact that we have people that want to go out that are trained and will go out and do what's necessary, and we're going to leave it at that, but do what's necessary to get you back. I mean, if you believe in God, that's God's work, or that's just some goddamn righteous work right there. So come check us out. We're on Tiltify. We each have our link. Mine's in my Twitch. If you go to the About Me on the Twitch page, you can donate right there. It doesn't come to us. It goes directly to the Operation Underground Railroad Foundation. We're doing that, getting things going. I got like my overlays done. I got my mascot created, which came out excellent. I think it's really sharp. We're working on Joe's next. I got my mascot, like I was saying, overlays, alerts, all that stuff. So come check us out. We're trying to get big here. Or not big, but, have some good content, having stuff people enjoy seeing. And 9 times out of 10, we're all streaming, but we're all playing together too. So it's a pretty cool dynamic going on. But beyond that, a couple cool things that are out I found. Not sure if you guys are Google Pixel Phone fans, but Joe got me into it back when the Nexus came out. And I've been using them ever since, as has he. And I almost just switched back to the Galaxy because one of our buddies, Kyle, has the Galaxy and it is awesome. It is fast. It takes amazing pictures, all this stuff. Joe pointed out the Pixel 5 might not be the highest tech rated phone, but it has an amazing camera, yada, yada, yada. So I looked into it and it does. But one of the coolest features, and I think you're going to start to see this more and more in each phone, is it has reverse wireless charging. What that means is if you're plugged into your USB adapter with your phone, the back side of it turns into a QI charger. So somebody else who can wirelessly charge could bum a charge off of you while you're charging your phone or anything that's wireless charging. So if you have a pair of headphones such as the LG Tone HBS FN6 Bluetooth wireless earbuds, they supposedly are wireless charging, so you could literally use your phone to charge multiple devices at once. How sick is that?
That's pretty sick. I think also you can do it even if you're not plugged in. I think it'll do power share, basically, where you can use your battery to help somebody else
out, or to
charge your headphones.
So it will do power share, but I want to say I don't think it's wireless. I think that's actually a USB-C to USB-C cable, if I'm remembering correctly, where this has to be plugged into a USB adapter, and then it will actually put out wireless charging at the full transmission rate of whatever it is, 3.5 amps or something.
That's still really cool.
That's so nasty. And the headsets I was talking about, so love gaming, but I hate wearing a headset on top of my head, personally. These are super lightweight, super comfortable, but after a while, I'm just like, don't like having them on my head. So I personally like in-the-ear earbuds. I have two sets of Pixel Buds, the newest ones, which are completely wireless, and I love them. And then the older ones, which I gave Joe a pair, and all they have is a just a wire to connect each one to each other so it only hangs down behind your neck. The older pair works really well, except for the battery dies really fast on them, or maybe it just weren't fully charged. I have to check that again. But the new ones suck because Google developed them to only work with Pixel phones. So it transmits out, it'll receive and transmit the sound, but it could stop working, or it only works in one ear, or it chops off. Like, it just doesn't work seamlessly like it does with my phone. Because on my phone, super high fidelity, everything. Because I bought for like, I want to say it was like $19. I bought this little 2-inch by 2-inch square. It's a Bluetooth transmitter, or you flip the switch and it's a receiver with an eighth inch audio jack. So inside my Go XLR, I literally can just plug it in and it exports the audio from the Go XLR and sends it to the wireless earbuds. So because they aren't working right, I'm like, all right, what can I buy that is wireless for when I don't feel like wearing the headset? That's when I came across these LG Tone Free, the HBS FN6 Bluetooth wireless earbuds, which I want to try. They have UV nano charging case, and they're made with Meridian Audio, which is supposedly superb quality. The UV nano charging case means when you put the earbuds back in, where the mesh for the speaker actually sits is hit with UV light that kills 99.9% of the germs.
That's pretty cool. I wonder if you're going to see that on more like mobile things.
If I had to guess, I think so. Cause I think I saw on one of my news things, I think I saw a phone case that did that.
So yeah, it's like a charger where you put your phone in. It's just got two UV lights that.
I saw that too. But this is an actual case, and you can hit the button and UV light will come out of it and clean it. So that way when you pick it back up, it's clean or whatever. I don't know.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, UV light is definitely a killer, but it also kills humans with cancer and stuff sometimes too.
Yeah.
So nothing can beat the sun, they say. But, jeez. Yeah. So other than that, I think... we could go on and on about tech, especially that new 5000 series CPU, but we're going to have to save that for another one because that's going to take a whole episode itself.
Yeah.
But just new games coming out. What are we going to try? We're going to try that Phasmophobia. It's, I guess, a haunting game. I guess it's scary as hell. You can play VR in it. For those of you who follow Among Us, there's a new game out, or not a new game, but it's kind of new to me. Anyways, it's on sale. It's called Project Winter, and I guess it's along the same lines, but different graphics. You have near-field communication, and it's supposedly pretty nasty, so I just downloaded both of those, so you can catch me streaming both of those. The scary one, don't make fun of me if I jump, because I guess it's that scary. Normally, scary things like that don't really do much to me, but yeah, Kyle said it was pretty crazy. And then
they have a VR version of it, too, that's supposedly like...
That's really the video I watched. Yeah. Their what do you call it? Public video to get you to buy it was VR.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. You're like down in a basement and you know something's going to pop out at you and you're like, nope, no, 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 not happening. I'll drop kick the fuck out of a ghost. I'll tell you that right now. So there's that. What other games we got coming out? Very excited for. Oh, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. That is, I am so excited about that. Supposedly, and this is why they're going to get me again, because it's the only reason I keep buying a PlayStation, is for God of War. I guess God of War, again, air quotes, Ragnarok. That's going to be, oh, I'm so excited. I might just go back and play.
God of War.
You got to come over and play the one I have.
I want it. But I'm not. I don't want to buy a PlayStation just to play them.
That's Santa Claus.
I'm still holding out that they're gonna come to PC.
They haven't come to PC, and they came out back in, I think I was in high school.
I think eventually they are.
All right, you gonna hold out hope?
I'm holding out.
Hold out hope. Hold out like a bad prom date. Oh, that was awful. My bad. I was just kidding. Not really. Anyways. Yeah, so there's that. What other games they got coming out? Oh, I think I want to try Doom Eternal. I just don't want to buy it full price.
Yeah, that one's it looks awesome.
It does.
And it's probably worth $60, but I just don't
I was watching a guy with an epic mustache actually. He had those those guys that pull it out to the side and curl it. He had that style mustache and he was playing and it looked pretty hard. He kept getting clapped out pretty quick. But he said the new content just throws you right back into it, and I guess it's crazy hard.
Oh, they just came out with a...
Yeah, DLC for it,
DLC?
I guess. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is that. What else you got? You got anything else?
No, I talked about my Oculus. I talked about the new awesome Mario Kart Live stuff. You know, did some talk on AMD GPUs
NVIDIA, yep.
NVIDIA? Why did I forget that for a second?
Oh, well, it's been a long day, you know? A long day with no whiskey, no beer.
Yeah, you got to go to the store and get some of that, you know?
I tell you what, I think I've been saying this now for like three episodes. I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out of goddamn whiskey, and I've yet to go back to the store. And I was just next to I went to Aubuchon right before I came home to get paint because I decided it was going to be a great idea to take popcorn ceiling down in my main area of my house. It's been 5 days. I'm in trouble because she doesn't have a kitchen. She doesn't have a couch in the living room because it's a big open concept now. But the only good news is my ceilings now are three-coated, super smooth, ready for paint. Almost ready for paint. I got to sand them one more time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
you sand them one more time?
Well, yeah, because I didn't sand the third coat yet.
Oh, okay.
So I got to take like,
man.
I got to take like 300 grit to it. Just enough to make sure there's no swirls. Then I'm going to paint it. And then I got a lot of painting to do because now I have to paint the whole area again. Because when you have popcorn ceiling, you really don't have an edge to cut in. We put a corner bead and everything, so now I have perfect edges, so therefore I must paint. AKA, full circle back to why I need a lot of whiskey. So if you're listening to this and you feel bad for me, please send me whiskey. Preferably not drinking before. New one's better. So that about does it for the CUDA edition of Reckless Protocol. Joe, hit him with some ending thoughts.
Ending thoughts, wait until you buy any new GPUs. Definitely wait.
Yeah, before we...
3060 Ti coming out.
Yeah, when is that supposed to drop? Christmas? Is that Christmas?
Yeah,
end of November?
Beginning
December?
End of November, beginning of December, sometime around there. After that, I mean, NVIDIA has to drop their prices.
All you tech geeks out there, if you're like us, I know it's hard to wait, but... Listen to Joe, because he doesn't listen to himself, so somebody's got to.
Exactly.
This man gives out some of the best of tech advice ever, like, hey, man, just wait. You don't need to buy that. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Good, thanks. I needed an adult, thanks. And then he goes out and gets it. I'm like, what the hell? He's like, I don't take my own advice.
Yeah, I give good advice. Doesn't mean I follow it.
That's right. I don't think anybody that actually gives good advice can follow their own. Like, hey, don't play in traffic. And then you got that one guy that plays in traffic. What else you got? Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's all right. I mean, that's pretty much just the, yeah.
All right.
Just wait. Never pre-order.
Yeah, not only that, but you're not going to pre-order. Bots get it every time.
Yeah.
Bots lately. I was reading on that right when it first came out. Like, it's amazing to me that they have not figured out an API that could actually take down bots. Like, hey, we know you're a bot.
They do, and then people develop the bots differently again.
See, I need to get on that level. I am not on that type of level. Jesus.
Yeah, me either.
But from me, what I got for you guys is please come check out our streams. We are always grateful to have you in there. If you don't know what Sayscape is, again, it is a social media platform created by us, a group of veterans who wanted to give you not only your opportunity back to speak as you want, but to have a safe and fun place to put your content, enjoy the people around you, even to agree to disagree. You can get it both at Sayscape.com. You can get it on both Apple and Android. They're at the app stores. If you have any questions, comments, and concerns, please reach out to us on Sayscape. I am Justin at ColossalInc.us. Joe is Joseph at ColossalInc.us.
Joe Chris is Joseph at ColossalInc.us.
So hit us up. If you would like us to talk about anything specific in our tech talk, let us know. We are always down to answer questions. We have tons of experience. I think we're over 25 years total in IT experience, and we have so much knowledge behind us because of what we do that if you're having trouble with anything, hey, I want to set up my stream. Hey, what's the best, you know, audio processor to do? What can I do to make this better? How do I optimize Windows to play games and whatnot? Hit us up. We're down to help. Again, you're listening to us on WDVR, dvradio.net. You can find us. We're hosted at Podbean, or use your favorite podcast broadcast service. Find DV Radio and subscribe so you get notifications every time a new episode is out. Check in on each other. Make sure everybody's doing good. Go check out DV Radio. They are amazing. Bo is amazing. Yeah. Thanks for joining Reckless Protocol. We're out.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Reckless Protocol. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check out Sayscape, the free speech social platform that is bias and algorithm free. Get it at Google Play and Apple App Store or on the web at Sayscape.com. When you get there, check out the Plus account feature. Each one purchased helps us keep the lights on. For even more information, you can check us out at Sayscape.info. Until next time.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you. Woo.
Just the two of us.
You and I.
DV Radio.